Today's scripture is Psalm 106, verses 1 through 3, and it's printed in your bulletin, so please join me in reading Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord or declare all his praises? Happy are those who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Thus ends the reading.
We have a music ministry that we expect and accept as just the regular course of events. Every week, both Margie and Rachel put in a lot of time selecting and then practicing the music that we hear every week. I didn't quite realize that until I was around here from time to time watching them in their practice times. And I asked Margie today for her favorite hymns, so the three regular hymns we hear are Margie's favorites. Rachel, I think maybe we found at least one of her favorites, but I asked particularly for that beginning one. And that was a Bach song. Down on Margie's piano, just so happened, long after I started on this music project for today, I went yard sailing and found the needle point that is, it's in the front part of the top of your bulletin. It says, Bach gave us God's word, Mozart gave us God's laughter, Beethoven gave us God's fire, but God gave us music that we might pray without words. So I brought that and gave it to Margie. The bulletin cover shows the first four notes of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 in C minor. Now it just looks like pretty music. Looks like pretty music to decorate the front of the bulletin. But there's a little more to it than that. Thank you. Very familiar. We've all heard that. That was the theme song and a patriotic rallying preface to the broadcast made by the BBC in World War II. It was played on the drums. Very ironic, because Beethoven was a German composer, and this just became the theme song for Great Britain and for us when we were fighting the war against the Germans. Of course, Beethoven lived quite a while before that. Beethoven was in the 1800s. We have a right, is that right, 1800s, I think? I thought you were giving me a question mark. All right. We have a right brain and a left brain. Music tends to roam freely through the right side of our heads. It speaks to us, not in words, but in emotions. If you want to create an emotional effect, music is a great way to do it. These first four notes of Beethoven's symphony were strong, and through the familiarity of repetition, they became the rallying cry for the besieged in England. Now with music, think about a scary movie. The villain's getting closer. The damsel is unaware. The music goes spooky. On the other hand, think about happy birthday to you. Just that fast, a different mood. Some music is written deliberately to motivate. A polonaise is a Polish national dance, and Russia was crowding in on Poland in 1842. And Chopin's Polonaise, I was thinking about trying to get these girls to do a little theme on that. I thought, well, no, I want to wear them out. But that was written to stir patriotic feelings in the people of Poland. And God Bless America does that for us. Sibelius of Finland wrote patriotic songs for the people of Finland. And same problem, the Russians were crowding in on them. We like the tune Finlandia, very patriotic song of Finland. We have three hymns in our hymnal that use this melody. Be still my soul, this is my song and we would be building. I like the hymn set to the tune of Finlandia. It's one of the most important national songs of Finland. It was written in 1900. Because I am of Finnish heritage, I grew up in Kaliva over in Manistee County. My first years of school were there. And Kaliva is still a Finnish community, but not as much as it was 70 years ago. And Finlandia was the first song I learned probably after Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And when we sing those hymns, because people unknowingly, they bring them along in church, I sing all of the words until I get to the last three words, and I'm right back to first grade. The last three words are, Finlandia for I. The Bible certainly endorses music. The entire book of Psalms is a music book. It's too bad we don't know the melodies, though they may have been more like chants. Lullabies soothe, think of Brahms' lullaby. Research shows lullabies do improve the infant's sleeping and eating patterns, and it calms their parents too. Country Western music gets us out on the floor, line dancing, even when we don't know what we're doing. Rigidly conservative cultures don't allow music. They want blind obedience, not stirred emotions. The Taliban is very restrictive on music, particularly instrumental music. Our very own Puritans did not like music, not even Christmas carols. And again, it was very prohibitive of musical instruments. They may have been aware that some of our hymns and Christmas carols got their start as drinking songs. Hymns are prayers set to music. As far as music as prayer go, we have dozens, if not hundreds, of different hymnals. Today's hymns were selected from three different hymnals, which explains the inserts. Hymns do tend to be about God rather than to God, although there are many exceptions. Guide me, O my Redeemer, one of the exceptions, and pass me not, O gentle Savior. Of course, there's many more. We have serious hymns as prayers. Our Father has been set to music. Think of Blessed Lord, take my hand. What a friend we have in Jesus, sweet hour of prayer. And then we have bright and uplifting hymns as prayer. This little light of mine, joyful, joyful, and some glad morning I'll fly away. So, before we take the offering this morning, let's celebrate prayers as hymns. Let's stand and sing a joyful hymn borrowed from the Methodist hymnal, which is, I've got the joy, joy, joy.